Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Well, Lenexa police thought they were here to check.
Justin Ray currently
faces. He's found a body.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
The case grabbed international headlines. A woman's dismembered body found in leaking plastic tubs at a Lenexa storage facility. The same unit where police say her husband, toddler, and newborn slept for several nights. Justin Ray doesn't deny dismembering his wife, Jessica.
So I have a media here that is nationwide, and it basically an O.J. Simpson case for something that's not proven nor even happened.
From the beginning, investigators say Justin Ray told two stories about his wife's death. That Jessica took her life moments after delivering their baby, or that she died during childbirth. Prosecutors say no matter what happened inside the hotel room, Jessica didn't make it out alive, and she didn't make it out in one piece. The accusations shocked the Kansas City community, but Ray argues everything he did was to protect his family.
I have my children out there that their mother just killed herself, and you guys kidnapped my children, our children, from their father at that time.
Ray's insistent that his rights were violated during his arrest and also during his time in jail.
I'm not going to stop talking because I have rights too.
And he hasn't stopped talking. His words just haven't been as public lately. Instead of a camera and microphone, he turned to a pencil and paper, writing to me, Fox 4's Kathy Quinn, from his jail cell. This is Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray letters. After I received the first letter from Justin Ray, I really didn't think there would be a second, a third, or even a fourth. In fact, after I read the first letter, I wasn't sure what to think. In that first correspondence, Ray introduced himself as, quote, the man who dismembered his wife's dead body after she passed away after giving childbirth. That was the first line in his original letter to me, and it grabbed my attention. I didn't hear from him for another several weeks. But very soon after, he mailed the second letter. In the second letter, Ray introduced himself again, but just as Justin Ray this time. He also reiterated that he wanted to get his side of the story out, the true side. In the second letter, Ray focused on some of the charges he faced. They are child endangerment and abandonment of a corpse. Ray writes,
Jackson County, Missouri has a warrant out for me and for an abandonment of a corpse, and that is obviously false and an illegal warrant. I've never abandoned a corpse and did the dismemberment, so I wasn't abandoning my wife's corpse, and I did not leave not one body part behind, and Johnson County, Kansas, and Lenexa, Kansas police stole the whole corpse from me.
When I asked Ray about his point during our jailhouse conversation, he claimed he was at work when Jessica went into labor. He says he begged her to go to the hospital, but she refused. Now, that seems strange to me. I thought medical treatment conflicted with the Ray's religious beliefs as members of the Christian Science Church. But he insists that he wanted Jessica to go to the hospital. Abandoning a corpse isn't the only thing that Ray disputes in this second letter. He also says that he never endangered his children, and he never would. Prosecutors claim that Ray cut up his wife's body in a Missouri motel room with his toddler and newborn baby nearby. They say he then transported the remains in a cooler and a bag to a Lenexa storage unit, where the family stayed for several days. Now, when I asked Ray why he didn't think his children were endangered during any of this, he said all he wants to do is get out of jail to take care of his kids. Ray also claims the police never read him his rights before he was cuffed, detained, and questioned. It's something police adamantly deny. In the third letter, Ray addressed new legal trouble. Now this time, it's the murder of a man hundreds of miles away. In our third episode of the Justin Ray Letters, we're on the record with the murder case and the evidence against him. To listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files, the Justin Ray Letters, search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. as well as fox4kc.com. I'm Kathy Quinn.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.